This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. I value what's left of these Tuesdays because baseball season is here. And I thought, you know, lunch yesterday, I'll whip by the ballpark, see what the old ball coach is doing. You're working.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Stealing days. Boys didn't have class yesterday. Yeah, so
I don't have to hear about this whining now, do I? We haven't been outside one time all year.
No, like I told the guys, this may be the only we stole a bunch of days last week, even when it was, but that's just good luck right there. That's just what I always tell the boys, that's karma. So it'll probably snow the minute that we have a home contest, actually the NCAA finally did some things to help us legislation-wise. So our new official start date will be Friday, January the 30th at Metro State. So don't have to play Sunday, Monday. They're allowing, as long as the first falls on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, then you can actually play that weekend. So we'll be playing the 30th, 31st, and 1st. So pretty excited about that. A lot of people are like, well, it's just the day. Well, no, now it kind of sets into motion some different things. So when we go to Dallas, we'll actually be home for a day rather than having to go from Denver to Dallas. So crazy start to the season.
That's 10 days away.
I know.
There's no way you're ready. I didn't even ask you if you're ready because every coach is saying, "No way."
Actually, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna give you coach speak. I'm going to give you just a straight up. I didn't consult Coach Harper for some good coach speak on this one, but we're as ready as we're gonna be. We got 10 days to kind of clean up some things, but we're as ready as we're going to be, and we're very, very excited about the opportunity.
Coming up on the program today, next segment, we'll be talking with Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton. They're playing, coming off two wins this weekend, then they've got a four-game homestand. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about their goaltender, Alec Dillon, the goaltender of the week. We'll talk about the USHL and NHL top prospects game, which was last week as well. So that's all coming up with the coach. Then in the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little wrestling. Lou Platt Conference meet is coming up on Saturday up at Loup City. Gibbon just held their meet. There's kind of a gauge there for some of the teams that are in the conference. Gibbon won it. Their head coach, John Bisbee, is going to join us to give us a little insight to what's going on with his team and the conference as well. Plus, comedy clip. Comedy clip time. Cunningham's comedy clip. We're giving away comedy tickets to their comedy show on Thursday nights. And we're going to give you not only on Wednesday, we've done it the last couple of weeks, but we're going to do it today as well because I kind of like listening to a little comedy besides, what you provide, Damon.
I don't have great delivery skills. You know, that's the thing that amazes me about comedy. It's one thing to have the material, but just to be able to deliver it and play to the crowd and do those types of things, I think is amazing about comedians because I could never do it.
See, I love calling you out a little bit once in a while because I know I can step on you a little harder than some other co-hosts on the show. What you don't even have to answer the question, but I'm going to say, what did you do Sunday and Monday, and did you get back your man card? Because all those bro hugs at the baseball banquet on Saturday, what's up, man?
It's
not just from the seniors that are gone. I mean, he's like bro hugging everybody.
Yeah, it's It's kind of an emotional banquet. I mean, it's kind of a culmination of a lot of work, and you know, I'll take this opportunity to thank everybody in the Kearney community for all of their wonderful support. It was our most successful 8th Upper Deck Club banquet, and it was just a phenomenal turnout, and a huge tip of the cap to Paul Eunice and Eunice Hospitality and their staff kind of handling an overflow crowd and making it seamless and everything. So if you're going to have an event, I know you're not supposed to shamelessly pug, but if you're going to have an event, Eunice Hospitality can flat get it done for you, and so I want to thank Paul Eunice, and obviously thank my wife Jessica. She's the head of the banquet committee, and it's such a stressful.
She is the banquet committee.
She gets a lot of support from a lot of people helping with items and whatnot, but she's kind of the one that has to pull it all together. And I'll be honest, I'm not much help in that arena because I'm trying to get practice plans ready and those types of things. So she's a special lady, and I'm so blessed to have her as a wife and have her as a mother to my kids. And she's just a phenomenal woman that doesn't have to do what she does for the program, but she's part of the family. She's part of her family. And so it was just a tremendous evening, tremendous amount of success. And yeah, you're right. There are a lot of hugs. Cause a lot of things kind of, that's her last time to talk. Doug is referring to senior speeches. And I think the majority of people, when you ask them, that's probably the part that they think is the coolest. To kind of hear guys get up there, and it's funny to hear them talk about what they're going to say, and then when they get up there in front of everybody, it comes stuttering, and they lose all train of thought, and they kind of just ramble on a little bit. But what a special night, and it's always great to see former players and friends and just all the support. And Jabba Chamberlain was back and giving his support to UNK, and so that hopefully we'll get him on here before he leaves for spring training. Doesn't know which destination he's going to yet, but hopefully we'll get him on here and talk a little bit more. But yeah, there was a lot of bro hugs, and it was a phenomenal, absolutely humbling evening to just see so many people care and help.
Well, most highest attendance banquet, and again, you kind of hope to see that, and it's still in its infancy, 8 years. It's still pretty young, but you've got some of the background stuff down. You know, here's the live auction. We have about this many on sideline, and then we have the little leaguers, and we take care of them. But more people, more money raised, and the program's headed in the right direction. It's a great job for UNK baseball and the family that continues to follow the Lopers. And I know that's the way it is. Well, you hope that's the way it is at a variety of different places, whether it's Nebraska, UNK, Hastings College, you know, the Storm, the high schools, whatever it is. You hope that support is there no matter where you're at. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Of course, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. I guess we're going to have to give another shameless plug here. Dave says, since baseball is starting, where can I get a Loper baseball hat to wear down here in Florida?
Dave, as a representative of our Florida-based Loper Baseball Fan Club, shoot me an email, and we'll make sure with your hat size. And as the chairperson of our Florida branch of the Loper Upper Deck Club, we will see what we can do for you.
So there you go.
See, I ask.
I've given you some information.
My email box is going to be flooded. Hey, I'll be the Gibbon. You know, I'll be the Wood River guy for you if I can get a hat.
I'm the rep in Kansas. Yeah. I'm listed up here in South Dakota.
Yeah,
but UNK marketing has done a real good job here over the last couple 3 years of turning the tide and Under Armour and all that. So pretty cool time going on for UNK athletics. Super Bowl. I want to get your thoughts because I know this show's going to roll right along pretty quickly today. Seattle, New England. My gut says I want to root for Seattle and that New England's going to win. That's what I'm thinking of right now. What do you think?
Tom Brady.
This ought to be exactly what Colin Cowherd wants because he says, yeah, you know, when he always references the NCAA basketball tournament. Yeah, it's nice to see, you know, Portland State win a game. But I don't want to see George Mason in the Final Four. I want Duke. I want Kentucky. I want, you know, Ohio State, the top teams in each conference. I want them here in the Final Four. I don't know that that's such the deal in pro sports because you're pretty much familiar with all of them, and there really are no huge underdogs. We've seen a couple of those 9-7 teams run the table, but not in the last 4 or 5 years. So there were a lot of 12-4 teams this year, including Dallas, including Green Bay, but New England and Seattle were the number one seeds, and they made it to the Super Bowl.
Well, first, my thoughts on it was, one, Bostic, the tight end from Green Bay. Not Grand Island, but Green Bay. Wow, what a way to own it. I mean, I thought his interview yesterday, he didn't back down. He didn't hide. He showed up to work and took it on the chin. And that was, to me, a great lesson for – I even brought it up to my team how he owned that mistake. And, you know, that wasn't the whole ball game. They had other opportunities to punch some things in, but that was the play that seemed to catch everybody's attention, and the young man owned it. And that was just refreshing to see. It was just a straight, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and it cost us. And I thought that was phenomenal to see. But I really think I'm a Tom Brady, Bill Belichick guy. I like the way that they do things. I think that they are an evil empire of NFL from the standpoint of everybody's taking a shot at them. Everybody's trying to go get them because I think that Tom Brady's the gold standard for quarterbacks when you look at success. And if it all comes down to wins and losses, he's a guy that I think may go down as the greatest quarterback because he's won them, you know, not the most Super Bowls, but it's a historic run for him. That coupled with the fact that I hate Pete Carroll as a coach more so than any other coach in the NFL. And I hate the Seattle Seahawks just as much because I think that I don't like the way they carry themselves. I mean, they play the game hard and they do some things. You know, I understand that Richard Sherman is a very educated, very gives back to the community type of guy. I don't personally like the way that he plays the game. I don't think that he needs to do all those types of things. And so my big thing is I won't get to watch the game because we'll be traveling at the time, but I really am shooting for and hoping for that the New England Patriots can do this thing.
That must be hell. Can't watch the Super Bowl. Going to be busy.
I've missed a lot of Super Bowls, actually.
I get it. That's fine. You'll DVR it. You'll watch it. It'll be okay. I think this is the question I'm going to pose. It's not realistic because there's no guarantee that they're going to go somewhere. But if you had the magic lamp and you could say, all right, the winner of the Super Bowl goes away, the dynasty is over for New England, or Seattle wins it back-to-back, and then they fade away for some significant time here. Let's say at least 5 years before they're, you know, being talked about. I would definitely pick New England to go away. That I guess so. And I don't know how many people feel that way. I get this feeling that Seattle is picking up steam because they're winning over the last couple of years. And I don't know if that's Seattle fan or if that's anti-49er dude. Because there's a lot of 49er fans, and what kept the 49ers out of the playoffs or was very competitive, or if there's anti-whatever, because Seattle and Green Bay have actually had some matchups here over the last decade. So I don't know if people are rooting for Seattle because they're Seattle fans or because they're anti-other people.
Right, and I think if you were to say one franchise that you'd like to fall backwards a little bit and maybe step on themselves a little bit, it is Belichick and Brady, because I think you hear so much about the system and how they do some things, whereas I think Seattle definitely plays to the new modern fan, the new technology fan, the new guy who does everything. I mean, everybody thinks New England is always trying to do something to push the envelope or do things illegally because they want to explain away success rather than it just being a success. They always want to find a reason on why they're having that success, and that's just kind of unfortunately the environment that we're in right now. But I think that Seattle, from the standpoint of, I think Seattle's got a harder road to hoe to keep this thing going, just based upon where we're at with salary cap. They got to kind of decide between Sherman and Lynch, and Russell Wilson's going to want to get paid. People forget Russell Wilson's making about $745,000 right now, and that's not going to last very long.
Huge contract.
Yeah, so they're kind of on the – this has kind of like been their run. They've built up for this, and I think after this year you're going to see them have to – it'll all be depend upon how their personnel department makes which decisions go for which. I think that everybody wants to see New England go away because it's kind of a saturation of the market or saturation of the point of emphasis is always on Tom Brady and always not on New England. I think people want to see them go away, but I think Seattle is probably more going to take a step or two back once they kind of have to get some roster decisions made between all those superstars that they have built. They're not going to be able to keep them all.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll switch gears, talk a little hockey, talk a little wrestling. We've got a lot more basketball and baseball to talk about as well. Plus, our Cunningham's comedy clip will be coming up a little bit later on in the show as well. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 49. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, clear with a low near 27. As into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 41, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Currently, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hey, do you currently own a Chrysler Dodge Jeep or Ram vehicle? If so, you can qualify for the owner loyalty incentive. Get up to $1,500 off qualifying vehicles. No trade-in necessary. Just show them the proof of ownership. Hurry in. The sale ends. That's Super Bowl February 2nd. It ends then. Of course, the game's the first, so you get the second. Maybe you'll be able to celebrate with a new vehicle the day after the Super Bowl. Some people I know do kind of things like that. Maybe you'll have to trade in sometimes, I'll tell you, after the Super Bowl as well. But check it out, the Owner Loyalty Incentive at your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. And Doug Duda, Damon Day, everything good, bro?
Awesome. I'm excited about this next segment because I got tons of hockey knowledge.
You got something. Does Bubba have a stick?
No. No. No.
His basement and garage wouldn't handle it.
Yeah, his little sister would be very upset if someone got him a hockey stick for the holidays. So, no.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
Duly noted. I think friends of the show may have to deliver. Quickly, because this was a segment this morning. Greenberg's out toting his book, so he gets more time off than Jim Rome, I think. But they were discussing, do you like the Rob Lowe commercials?
Love them.
Okay,
I do love them.
God, too many.
Thank
God they updated them here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but what's amazing is how well they did it. Like, everybody knows kind of the beach guy, the muscle guy. You know, everyone kind of knows the weird guy, the creepy guy, you know, the hairy guy. Everyone's like, I know a guy like that, you know. And it's kind of fun. I thought they did a phenomenal job. I mean, that's what's amazing about that side of the business. But, God, I just remember Rob Lowe is... Man, what movies was he even in? Why is he even famous?
About Last Night. Of course, that's Demi Moore, but, you know, he was in it, too.
See? Same Elmo's Fire?
Possibly.
Is that what started him? Yeah. What else is he famous for? I don't know what else he's done. Oscar? Academy Award?
I think you got me right there. You want me to effort that?
Yes. What? Why is Rob Lowe even famous?
Why he's doing that commercial, by the way.
Him and John Stamos. At least John Stamos was on Full House.
Boy, this went the wrong way. Full House had Canadians in it, didn't it?
I think so.
Let's use that as a segue to hockey. Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Jared Chaffin, voice of the Storm, with us as well. They get to come home for a four-game homestand. And, you know, I commented on this yesterday a little bit. The Storm is winning. All right? And that's what everybody wants. The Storm is winning. Even though you're not leading the division, we still have half the season to go here. So, A, congratulations, and B, thank you. Now, C, how are you getting it done?
Well, we stumbled a little bit before, or I guess just after the break, but kind of resurrected things here in the last four against two lesser opponents in terms of the standings. I thought we had a great homestand against Waterloo, who, in my opinion, is last place in standings only. And by that, I mean, I think they're a team that's going to be reckoned with here in the second half. And then went on the road against a scrappy Bloomington team and played two really good road games. So I think we're getting back to our identity, and that's something that we've talked a lot about this year. And to me, that's a defense-first team that's hard to play against. And we strayed a little bit from that after the break. But once we got back into a structured environment with some practice, I thought we were back. Anytime you go on the road, 1-0 shutout win on Saturday night, followed up with a 6-2 win. To give up three goals on the road tells me we're doing something right away from the puck.
And Alec Dillon named the USHL Goaltender of the Week. I hearken back, by the way, to the last time that you visited us. And, boy, we talked goalie situation and all that. And then 2 hours later, you guys make a move. Is there anything I can't talk about today?
Well, you should start talking about a lot of wins because you seem to be a bit of a swami here. You started asking questions, and I couldn't be completely truthful at the time because the minute we left here, the phone rang to complete a deal on a goaltender, and I was a little bit tongue-tied when you asked a couple questions. So if you want to predict a lot of W's in our second-half future, I'd be all for it right now.
Talk about where you are at with goaltending, and Alec, he continues to be one of the top goaltenders in the league.
Well, the reason we went out and got Jarrett Rutledge is twofold. Number one, Alec has been terrific and will continue to be that. But we had two goalies the same age, and that's not good for either guy because they both have aspirations from an individual perspective. Blake Weyrich was a kid who came in with no scholarship. He needs to play in order to get a scholarship. We know that. He knows that. He was a terrific guy, great teammate, but better off for him to get in a situation where he can get after that scholarship by being a number one goalie. And then secondly, we needed a veteran. We needed a 20-year-old who has playoff experience to put into tough situations. And quite frankly, that's what we've done with Jarrett Rutledge. He had to play the afternoon game in Bloomington after a night game. He's 20. He's been there. He has a point of reference. First game back after Christmas, Jarrett Rutledge is going in. So as a coach, now I'm comfortable to put him in so-called tough situations. And he responds because he has a point of reference. He's got playoff experience. He's played in the national program. He's played at the University of Michigan. Blake didn't bring that. Blake needed to be in a different situation to succeed individually, and we needed a different situation for us to be successful.
Coach, you kind of mentioned a lot of your guys come in without scholarships, and they're kind of working towards getting that four-year degree. Is it hard as a coach to kind of balance getting them prepared, but you also probably have to do the marketing side of your players to call and keep them focused on a task? Is that something that you covet, or is that something that just kind of is just always there at the forefront, that it is a developmental situation to get them onto the college level? Does that become a difficult task at times?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's just part of the job, and you get it. Like, that's part of the enjoyment of this level, is that you see team success, but you also see individual success. And I think in today's world, in athletics at every level, you have to acknowledge both. To be a good coach, I think you can't ignore the individual goals and aspirations, but you have to somehow blend that into the team concept. And as we all know, that's much easier said than done, but we try to do that. And a situation like Weyrich, like, we try to be open and honest with our guys as much as we can. And sometimes there's situations that doesn't work for both parties, but lots of times there is. And it's nice to see the end result when a Garrett Gámez, who was decommitted a year ago, gets the payoff with Providence coming through. That's a win for all of us. That's a win for him individually, but it's a big win for our team and a lot of those situations. So to me, that's part of the thing I enjoy. I like to see when the individuals succeed. You know, Dillon gets named the player of the week. He knows, and we all know that's a team award, but it's also an individual award. And it's nice to get recognized because teams made up of individuals, and it's a constant struggle between the two, but that's part of the joy of what we do.
Talking with Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's not just regular season hockey, but the USHL, NHL Top Prospects game was held last week. Storm had three players, which I think also is kind of an indication of where the season was at this point. And Chris Wilkie scored a power play goal. You had three guys go out there. Can you take us through how they did?
Well, I thought all three of our guys represented themselves in the Storm very, very well. Wilkie did what Wilkie does, scores goals, scored on a power play. I mean, he's got 20 on our season, the top power play guy in our league. I thought he had a very, very good competitive game. Freitag is a kid who I think is going to have a big, big second half, and he played a power forward role is what he does. And then Tori Dello is a steady, dependable defenseman. And I thought all three of them, what I was proudest of, I guess, is the fact that they didn't try to change their game. Sometimes when you go into these all-star settings, guys try to be something that that they aren't to impress people. But I thought they stayed within themselves and made a very good showing all around.
Well, hey, let's go to the phone lines here. We've got this. I didn't hook you up with the headset, so I'll pass it along to you. But Greg from Clay Center is standing by, and he's got a question. Greg, what's going on?
Hey, not too much, Doug. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question for the coach. I'm just curious with these kids and how they bounce around from program to program, and some of them that are still in school. What is the entrance requirements when it comes to Division I hockey for, like, the NCAA? You know, I know there's certain, you know, ACT or SAT scores and grade point averages and things like that, but how do these kids work it since they are going sometimes from place to place and a different school here or a different school there for those kids that are still in school that are working for that scholarship? Thanks.
Well, to answer the question, we have it's a league rule and a mandate that we're not allowed to trade anyone that's still in high school without written permission from the player and the parents. So very, very few situations do you see a current high school student moved within our league. The majority of our players have already graduated high school, have already completed SAT and ACT. For example, I use Garrett Gamez, who was decommitted a year ago from Denver. But he had all of his requirements done, so it was just a matter of time before he got another offer. And we're in that same boat. A lot of the players, if they haven't written their SAT or their ACT, they've completed high school. And as I said, the ones that aren't high school, we can't move.
Well, thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate it. You can always give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN. And, of course, you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Four-game homestand now. Let's talk a little bit about that. We'll talk with Jared about some of the promotions going on. But your home, you're coming home with a winning streak going. I know everybody wants to win them all, but let's talk about this homestand you've got here.
Well, we want to win them all, but we especially want to win these two. To me, these are the two biggest games of our year to date. Omaha coming in, which is a fierce rival of ours. We've only had them once on home ice. We lost 2-1 in a game. I thought we played really, really well. These are heartburn gray hair games for coaches because every time we've played Omaha, from a fan's perspective, terrific hockey games. From a coach's perspective, great hockey games. All been one goals. We've had shootouts. We've had overtimes. We've had comebacks. A little bit of everything. Our stats are almost identical in every category when you look at them. And this is a team that deep down I enjoy playing. I have a little bit of a hatred for them, but I have a deep respect for them because our teams are very, very similar. And it's a heavyweight slugfest every time we play them. So that's Friday night and followed up by Sioux Falls on Saturday. And Sioux Falls is a team that's made two really good trades, changed the complexion of their team. They bit us twice up there after the break in two games I didn't think we played very good in. So there's a bit of a revenge factor. And for those that aren't aware, we're in a serious dogfight here in the Western Conference. There's about six teams that are playing really, really well now, fighting for four spots, and not much pick or choose between any of them.
Yeah, as much as you're winning, and as I started the interview here with Coach Holton, it's just like, man, playing so well and still trying to get to just the number two slot in the division. So, West tougher than the East this year?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a sign of how far our league has come. I think there's parity on both sides. There might be a little bit bigger gap between top four, bottom four here as opposed to the East, but I still think the dogfights are going to be on both sides, which from a fan perspective is great. From a coaching perspective, you sometimes wish some people would run away and hide and maybe fall down, but it's great because it forces every game to be at an A level. And I think the big thing, it's like any level right now, you're going to come down to a bounce. And most importantly to me, I think you're going to go through some health issues. You know, we battled through. We lost Gamas for 13 games, just got him back on the weekend. big, big difference having your captain back in. But going down the stretch, I think whoever can avoid the injury bug is probably going to be the teams that emerge out of it.
I have always been a little concerned over all the coaching staffs, owners. It seems like the Storm makes a lot of trades, makes a lot of moves, to me. Whether that's true or not compared to all the other teams, I don't know. And obviously some are necessary. But is some of the stability on this year's team not having to make trades? And where are we at? Is there still that possibility here in the near future to tweak the team a little bit?
Well, there's always the possibility. And I don't think you're doing your job as a manager if you're not looking to improve your team. But I'm not a big believer in a lot of moves. I don't like it. I don't like instability. I like players to get into a bit of a comfort zone and create a bit of a family atmosphere. So we haven't made a lot of moves. We did a lot of them last year, way more than any of us wanted to, given our circumstances. But we made the decision, you know, as we talked about on air last year, we could have kept the group together and taken a good run for it and come up just short and patted ourselves on the back and felt good about it and been in the exact same situation this year. You know, we decided that we were going to take the short-term pain, which there was a lot of it, and hoping for some gain. And, you know, we've got probably direct result of those trades. We have seven or eight bodies in our lineup this year that are producing and have produced a lot of depth for us. So, you know, we're in a different boat this year. If we're going to do anything, it's going to be to add. It's going to be to make this team better. It's not going to be any sell-offs. So there's a little bit later deadline this year. It's March 2nd, which is going to lengthen the sales cycle, so to speak. So we're not sure. We're like anybody. We're in conversations. But right now it's only at a tire kick stage. And I don't anticipate multiple moves. At most, I would maybe say one or two.
You got an old hockey stick out there. We could get to Damon's young. What is he, five still?
Six.
He's six now.
Perfect. And we'll even get chin pads for his sister.
Oh, this is awesome.
She would love pads. She would love just to put on the whole hockey thing, our whole hockey goalie ensemble.
This would be awesome. Can we do it?
Emma will beat Bubba up. Emma's who you want to play hockey.
That's the way it works. The younger one always torments the older one and until they catch up. And then, you know, it's just like, okay. You shove them in the corner. Jared, we've got with homestands, we've got lots of promotions. The team will be busy. They're going to be up at the Hilltop Mall for an event coming up on Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Thursday, a little Meet the Storm event. The entire team is going to be at the Hilltop Mall. It starts at 6:30, and a chance for you to get out there, ask some questions, get used to the guys. They'll be signing autographs, some good face-to-face one-on-one interaction with fans. It goes from 6:30 to 8 up at the Hilltop Mall. Should be a great event.
And this is awesome for the kids because they can come up, see the pictures, actually see the guys without all the gear on a little bit, see them in their uniforms and go, hey, that's my favorite player, going to be my favorite player. Take a picture, maybe get an autograph as well.
Absolutely, yeah. The guys are great with that kind of thing, meeting kids all the time. And there is going to be a question and answer session. The four captains will do a question and answer. They're going to open it up. So if you ever have any questions, you want to talk to the guys, ask them anything like that, they'll be around.
Of course, Stormy will be there as well.
Stormy will be up as well.
He's a kid favorite.
Absolutely.
I think he's a big kid favorite, too, as well. they've got prizes that we give it away, both from Storm Hockey and Hilltop Mall. And it's going on 6:30 to 8 o'clock this Thursday night. The whole team will be there. The captains will be up there answering questions. As we said, autograph session and a whole lot more. And then Friday, home. Saturday, though, pretty big day. You've actually got a couple of promotions going on Saturday with Team Jack and what was a huge hit last year, Star Wars.
Yeah, well, we had Star Wars night. Obviously, we've had it a couple times last year. You mentioned is a huge hit, so we want to schedule Star Wars night. Well, we decided it was going to be January 24th. Well, then we get a call a couple weeks later from Jack Hoffman and his family saying they've never been to a hockey game. They want to come to a Tri-City Storm game. Jack has never been to a game, and he wants to get to a Storm game. So we're like, wow, this is amazing. We got to still do Star Wars night, but we want to try to contribute and help out the Team Jack Foundation, just like everybody here in Central Nebraska over the past couple of years. And it's going to be Team Jack Foundation night as well. So we'll have the Star Wars characters. We'll have the Star Wars element to the game. But the team is going to wear specialty jerseys. Those are going to be unveiled, actually, in about an hour or two on our Facebook page. They're really cool. The Team Jack Foundation logo is on the front, but it's got a Storm feel to it, but still the Team Jack feel. Those jerseys, we're going to have a silent auction during the game where you can bid on the jerseys that the players are wearing during that game. The jerseys are just going to be worn in this one game. All the money is going to go right to the Team Jack Foundation. And a little bit different, we've used to – well, we still do some of the jersey auctions are after the game. This is not going to be like that. This is going to be a silent auction that you can come bid on during the game. While the game is going on, we'll have the auction. And then after the game, all the winners can meet the player, get a picture with your jersey and the player who wore it in that game. There's also T-shirts that we're selling that are like the Team Jack Husker shirts, but they're purple, and they have a Storm logo on it. So that's in the Storm store. Again, with those, all proceeds benefiting Team Jack. So there's a lot of things going on, but that's going to be a really cool event.
That is so awesome. Folks, if you can, Storm Hockey coming up this Saturday night. I know the Lopers are not playing basketball. And there's no Loper activity you have to worry about. High school teams kind of get into that conference. So maybe Saturday, looking at my schedule, is down just a little bit. I know some of the wrestling conference stuff afternoon, it'll be over by Storm Hockey. So a lot of the things that are going on Saturday, even the Husker men are playing at 3. So the Michigan State game will be out of the way. Most of the sporting events will be done. So you're a Storm fan, you're going to go anyway. You're looking to get out to a Storm game Friday, Saturday. We hope you can do so. Anything else from that standpoint we need to know about, Jared?
Well, Friday night is going to be also Taste of Nebraska night. We did this last year as well. A good chance to sample some local things from around the central Nebraska region, some food, some beverages. We've got some different beers that you can taste. If you're into different local beers, we've got some different breweries that are out here promoting their products and sauces. You know, different kinds of homegrown foods and goods here at Taste of Nebraska Night on Friday.
Sounds good. Yes, sir.
Anything like off the wall? Like crickets or bugs or, I mean, anything that's just crazy Nebraska thing.
I don't know the whole list, but off the top of my head, I can't think of anything too crazy. I know that there's some beer, there's some wine, there's some tomato sauce, there's, you know, some salsa, some homemade ranch, you know, stuff like that, dressings and stuff. I don't know of anything too off the wall, though.
I'm trying to think of what would be off the wall Nebraska-wise. I mean, maybe some wild game or something like that.
I didn't know what Rocky Mountain oysters were when I first moved here.
Yeah, but that isn't just Nebraska, my friend. Have you had them?
I never heard of it east of the Mississippi.
Probably not. Have you had them?
No.
You found out what they were before you had them?
Yep.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. If you eat them and don't know, but then if you're told, yeah, no chance.
Shuts it down.
No chance. Jared Schaffer, Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm. Guys, great to see you, and best of luck this weekend. Coach, anything else we might want the fans to know? We got the question and answer. We got the team coming up Thursday. I know there's always, when you got extra stuff that concerns the coach because he wants them mentally focused for the ice, but it's great when they get out and can stay busy.
No, I just think Team Jack supersedes sports right now, and I think it's an important event for all of us, and there's nobody that hasn't been touched by the terrible disease that the organization is fighting. So a need for us as the team, and it's a good perspective. I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in sports that we don't step back, and this is way more important, and I'd love to see a full rink to support Team Jack.
Sounds good, guys. Let's get her done. Thanks. Talk to you again soon. Good luck. Jim Holton, Jared Schaffer joining us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. And, folks, if you want to help your crop grow this spring, this summer, this fall, T&L Irrigation is there for you. T&L has everything that you will need from their hydrostatically pivot control point, and they want to make sure that you are ready to go for 2015. Get your preventative maintenance done today. All you have to do is contact the folks at our friendly folks at T&L Irrigation. Of course, like no other, T&L Irrigation. We'll be back with more after this, including John Bisbee, wrestling coach at Gibbon.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty invites you to the annual Home and Builder Show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Friday from 1 to 8, Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday 11 to 5. We hope to see you this weekend.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system, call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lapman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lapman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
See the latest trends in home building and home furnishings at the 32nd Annual Kearney Home and Builders Show, January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Leading home builders, home improvement businesses, and decorators will be sharing ideas at the Buffalo County Expo Center. January 23rd, 1 till 7, the 24th, 10 till 7, and the 25th, 11 till 5. Admission is $3 per person, 12 and under are free. Featuring the Wildlife Encounters on Saturday and Sunday. Sponsored by Kearney Area Builders Association. That's the Kearney Home and Builders Show, January 23rd through 25th in Kearney.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big. Showcase items, deals of the day, promotional code specials in the shiny new 2015 ShopWheelerDealer.com. For deals of the day and other specials, make sure you text Wheeler Dealer to 90210.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, David Day with you on our Tuesday edition. Tomorrow, Loper basketball coach Kevin Chaney going to join us, talk about the two games that they've got coming up this weekend, and a lot more Wednesday. On the road Thursday, we're going to be on the road at Bandits in Grand Island, talking a little sports in the Tri-Cities over there. And coming up on Friday, a new Loper football coach, Josh Lamberson, is going to stop by and update us a little bit on recruiting. He can't talk about specifics, but they've been out and about and trying to cover the area since the hire, and we'll talk with the coach about that. But right now, we welcome in the head wrestling coach at Gibbon, coming off the win at their own Foster Invitational this past Saturday, and that is John Bisbee. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Well, always getting geared up. We seem to think that the wrestling season, and because it is, it's just way too short from the high school standpoint, because we're really almost here to the postseason conference, and then a couple of weeks we're going to be on to districts. But give us an overview. You guys come out in a close winter. That's always kind of a nice gauge of the teams that are in the Gibbon invite. How did you think things went last week?
Well, things went extremely well. You know, our kids, we challenged them to step up and not let up, and they really performed. You know, we had some tough teams, you know, at our invite, and things just really worked out for us.
Talk about what you were expecting out of your team, and if you're where you thought you would be at this point.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. You know, I was expecting you know, my juniors, especially Vinny at 120 and Colton at 182 and Ozzie at heavyweight to perform, you know, really well. They were consistent winners last year, and they were individual champs Saturday. But you know, the big surprise is I've got some freshmen this year who have really stepped in and really contributed right off the bat, which, you know, it is always a good thing.
Well, let's talk about you're one of those teams that has upper weights. Not every team is full. You've got a very good, solid, what looks like a pretty full team. Ozzie Rodriguez, of course, your heavyweight, setting at 20-1 on the season and won the tournament. You've got Colton Brown setting at 22-3 on the season. Has the competition they faced warranted being where they're at right now record-wise?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, definitely. You know, Oz, he split with Tanner Hercock, you know, who's a returning medalist from Class D. And you know, we wrestled the equality kid and the cross county kid early in the season. You know, and Colton, you know, he's wrestled, you know, the two the 82 pounder and 95 pounder from Aquinas, who are both rated number one, and you know, we came out on the short end, but you know, he's really stepped up and, you know, wrestled some tough competition. And what I'm most proud of Colton is he's wrestled some kids who get really physical and want to brawl. And Colton, he just out wrestles them. He doesn't get into that that muscle match. He just says, that's fine if you want to do that. I'll just out wrestle you. I'll out technique you. And that's what he's been doing.
We're talking with Gibbon wrestling coach John Bisbee here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Gibbon 194.5. Mitchell comes all the way out here to see some different competition. 183 Southern Valley as a team seems to be a little stronger this year than they have been in the past. And then you've got Ord, Kearney Catholic, Wood River 4, 5, and 6 that'll all be at conference. How much of a gauge could you get for this Saturday on what you saw last Saturday, John?
Well, you know, the teams that are in our conference, we saw their, you know, we match up real well with them. You know, the only question marks are, you know, there's three teams in our conference that we haven't seen yet in Adams Central, Centura, or Arcadia Loop City. But, you know, with the teams we've seen, I think that we match up real well. They're all pretty solid in the middle, and I have the advantage of having, you know, some really good kids on the extremes, both the lightweights and the heavyweights.
This is Damon Day here, and who's the team favorite for you on Saturday?
Oh, that's a difficult question. Probably, you know, I mean,
I threw him a softball.
Yeah, that's all right. Probably Adams Central again, just because consistently they've got numbers and they've got talent. You know, and I know that Arcadia Loop City is much improved this year. But, you know, to be honest, even the teams that maybe aren't so much in the team race will factor in it because they've all got outstanding individuals. You know, I'm thinking St. Paul probably won't be in the team race, but they've got some kids that will place high, and they'll definitely affect where everybody else, you know, ends up placing at their respective weights. And so that really does make a difference on the team race.
John, I know we're I think you have to put everything in by tomorrow if I read this right, but you've seen enough of the guys. Where are going to be some of the knockdown, drag-out weight classes this Saturday?
Well, I tell you, 126 all year has been just really, really tough. And then, you know, weight classes in the middle there, you know, 145, I think there's some quality individuals. You know, 132, 138 typically tend to have some pretty tough kids. You know, I think 182. You know, it's hard to tell who's going to come out on top there.
I know we might have an exciting one just to start it off at 106. I believe Kearney Catholic St. Paul were still 1-2 last time that the rankings came out. And you're right. I think, yeah, it's always kind of Adams Central is the pick. Ord was there depth-wise. Wood River was there depth-wise for a couple of years. But the Patriots are always going to have, because they're B, C, you know, if they're not C, they're a B school every single year and have a little bit more depth out there. But where the individuals kind of fall this year, maybe about as intriguing as we've seen. We've seen a lot of rated wrestlers in the conference, but I think this year we're going to see a lot of matchups of rated wrestlers.
Oh yeah, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And that 106 match, you know, that should be a good one. I mean, and yeah, those two kids, you know, they faced each other already, and so it probably comes down to who makes the better adjustments. And you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little good luck either.
What's the goal for the Gibbon Buffs on Saturday?
Well, obviously our goal is we want to win it. Now, I don't know if that's realistic or not, but you know, we just challenge the kids to go in and wrestle their best. We want to win every match that we should win, and you know, win a few that on paper we shouldn't, and if we do that, then the team score will take care of itself.
And as we mentioned, John, right around the corner here, we're going to be getting ready for districts. Tell the folks where the Buffaloes are and what your expectations are for districts.
Well, we'll be in Central City this year, and pardon me. You know, we expect, you know, hopefully, you know, our goal is I'd like to get 8 kids. I think I have 8 kids that have a legitimate chance. It'll be pretty disappointing if Vinnie Colton and Oz don't qualify, and then you know, the others, that'll just be icing on the cake.
Well, John, appreciate you giving us a little preview and review of where you've been and where you're going. And we know we'll all be up in Loop City, and the finals will be on Classic Hits 98.9 coming up on Saturday afternoon around 2. So best of luck, and we'll see you up there.
All right, thanks. I appreciate all you do for wrestling.
Take care, buddy. Thanks. John Bisbee, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. I got to get you to one of those, too.
Yes.
I brought you hockey and wrestling today.
That's why I'm so, good at what I do here on the radio. Just adding so much to every interview possibility on sports that I have no idea about.
Well, we replaced Java with John. You would have known more about Java.
Okay.
You got anything? You got any tidbits that Jabba would share that you can share? How's it looking for him? Everybody wants to see Jabba pitching somewhere. Is this going to go on into spring training? Or
I think the biggest thing that he kind of joked with me about is he's not retiring and his career's not over. Spring training's still a while away, and the market's sorting itself out, and he's a veteran now, so he's not just trying to get the first thing that he can try to get to, so I think when we have him on in a couple of weeks, I think he'll be able to have the opportunity to kind of explain the process better. I'm in no position to speak for him on that process, but the thing that I can say is that it's probably just a little bit more of a mature process, not so much jumping at the first thing, but finding the right fit, finding the right place for him, because he's got some, he's got some things, some items on his list he wants to check off as far as where he's going to go, and he wants to play for a winner and do some things, and as long as those opportunities provide him that he can still do that, then I think he's going to go. But I think it's truly one of those things. I think he's enjoying the process. I mean, who doesn't like to get courted and talked about and all those different things?
He also, and he mentioned this with the Detroit gig, wants to play as locally as he can. And the thing with the Detroit gig is you knew he was going to be in Kansas City quite often and is staying in the Midwest a little bit more than if you were on one of the coasts like he was with the Yankees. Is it going to be his call now? I mean, I don't know if the Royals, Rockies, Twins, somebody else in the AL Central are moving for him.
There's nothing more important to him in this world than his son, Carter. And he's going to do whatever he possibly can feasibly to do some things to make sure that he still has that ability to get to Lincoln, as he likes to say, in one flight. And so there are still a lot of teams or a lot of places that he can do that at with a straight flight into either Lincoln or Omaha type of thing. So I don't think it's just so much being in the AL Central. I think you got to kind of even be more in-depth when you start talking about hotels, or excuse me, airlines, hubs, all those types of things. Who flies into where? So it's not a long day of travel. It's just a straight flight into one of those locations. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see where he goes. I know my brother's avid that he goes to the Indians. And I would love to see him be an Indian, but I also like to see him be a Cub. So there's opportunities out there for him to do some of those things. And, any excuse to go to Wrigley Field is a good excuse.
Yeah, I guess. You say so. I'd still like it to say Royals on the front.
But I think they're pretty set on I think eventually someday he'll end up there. I truly do. I think he wants to end up. I don't know if he'd come out and say, I want to be a Royal, but I think he would enjoy that opportunity. I just think their bullpen right now, I think they have too many arms that they don't know what to do with.
Well, Producer Brent has been scouring the Twitter here, and it looks like a couple of stories with the Huskers starting to roll out here. One is that Nebraska may have found their wide receiver coach in Keith Williams out of Tulane. That's being reported by a variety of organizations, including Brian Christopherson, the Lincoln Journal-Star, and also saying that former Husker and Avery Moss could end up at Youngstown State with Bo Pelini, which would make sense. If he wants to play football, I'm sure Bo would love to have him. Why wouldn't you want to have a Division I player at your school?
Oh, without a doubt. I thought when all the talk came, they talked about visiting Arizona State and all those places. I thought that Youngstown State would be a perfect fit for him, and I'm sure Coach Pelini is very ecstatic to get that type of level. That type of talent at his school. So, it's a weird situation if you read the Avery Moss story, because it came out of left field that he wasn't going to be back. And then you kind of start to think, obviously the coaching change, it may have had something to do, because there's not anybody there really supporting him. There's not anybody there saying, hey, I've done every. He has been doing everything right. He is working on some things. You know, you kind of lose that support network on some things, and obviously the new staff doesn't know him from. So that was one of those situations. I'm just glad to see he's getting the opportunity to go finish his education.
Hey, let's do our Cunningham's Comedy Contest. The winner will receive two tickets to the 7:30 show Thursday night. There's the 7:30 and 10:30 show, and of course you can enjoy a great meal ahead of time, and then watch the comedy show coming up this Thursday. We're going to play an audio cut. This could be from a movie, a comedy routine, a TV show, could be from about anything. And to get entered into our drawing, all you have to do is call or text us. Maybe you're driving around. We're going to give you today and tomorrow after the show. So you got about 24 hours to send in your response. All you have to do is say who said the line, either the performer or the character, or what television show or movie it's from. Anything that is close. We're not trying to make it too hard, but you do have to know a little bit about the comedy routine. And when you call or text us, give us your name and phone number so we can contact you, and we'll be drawing out a winner. Now, the number you do that to is 308-646-0506, 646-0506. You can text or call your answer there, or you can always email us here to the Debt Popper inbox. And here is this week's Cunningham's Comedy Clip.
Cop shows up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. This cop says,
you're being charged with drunk in public.
I'm like, hey. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public.
Well, in this instance, you'll want to know who was that. You can text, you can call 646-0506, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox. We'll play it again on tomorrow's show, and then shortly after the show, we'll draw out our winner for a pair of tickets to Cunningham's Comedy Night on Thursday night. We've got more coming up after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing. A better idea.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Dear Mike, sorry our relationship ended. I enjoyed our stops at Foot Convenience Plaza for beer, wine, snacks, and soda. Their delicious pizza, made fresh each day, was our favorite pizza in town. Foot's will always remind me of you. Well, I'm running out of lipstick and space on your windshield. P.S. They have washer fluid at Foot's.
Foot's Convenience Plaza, the first stop coming into town and your last stop out. East Highway 30, Kearney.
Say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with
Duncan Daddy Show, wrapping things up on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you're looking for a little lunch or an afternoon beverage and appetizer or someplace to take the family this evening, the Chicken Coop on the Bricks in downtown Kearney is there for you. Their Tuesday lunch special from 11 to 4 is a dollar off any salad on the menu. Throw a drink into that, and you can hand them $7, and you're going to be good to go. Play some Keno if you'd like. Have an icy cold beverage, whether it has a little Frosty on top of it or if it's just a nice Dr. Pepper or, you know, 7-Up.
Diet Coke. That is
water. I like water. Person that invented that, good to go. But they're there for you 7 days a week. It's all there for you at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget, they've got their party room, their family room, and their meeting room. You can use it for any of those and get it booked today for your upcoming party scenario. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney. You don't look so commie today, you know? You look American. I'm a little worried. You're into baseball mode, Damon Day.
I am. I'm totally into baseball mode.
Who's starting opening day? What? I thought we were ready to go. I thought I could ask that question.
We got three guys.
Okay.
We got three guys that are going to go.
Talk more about that next week. Okay,
We have some very tough pitching decisions to make. We got 14 pitchers, 12 go, and so we scrimmage Friday, Saturday this week, and that'll be those last four or five spots will definitely be up for grabs. No, you're not cut if you don't travel. You just don't travel that trip, and then if someone goes in and doesn't do well, then guess what? You might be the guy. So it's kind of it's an unfortunate situation that you can't take everybody, but. When you start getting past 28, 29 guys, it starts to get pretty full on the bus.
Yeah, it's five to a room.
Yep.
Nobody wants to be five.
Nobody wants to be the fifth man.
No, no. Sleeping in a tub. Nebraska women's basketball, I think, just if you're looking at this, maybe they're starting to get it all together. They're getting healthy. You know how that is when they play with six, seven players and lose at Minnesota when they wouldn't have with a deeper team. They looked pretty darn good last night. They've won four conference games in a row now. They're up to 16th in the country again. They beat Purdue, a team they just haven't been able to beat, 69-59. You know, Purdue in your neck of the woods.
Yep, West Lafayette.
All right. Party in town. Ever been there?
Yes.
Okay. Nebraska men will host Minnesota tonight. Elia Lason, The Journey, will be filming tonight. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago with the executive producer, Bill Friedman. They're doing a story on Elliot. It'll be on the Big Ten Network, the game tonight at 7:35. It's also on The Breeze.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
94.5, UNK's Connor Baronic, the MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Week. So congratulations there. That's the second time he's won that in the last 3 weeks. High school basketball coming up tonight here on ESPN. Kearney Catholic will host Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits 98.9. Overton will be at Elwood. Also in the area tonight, the Adams Central girls will play at Wood River, Sutton at Ravenna, Amherst, Shelton, Minden at St. Paul. Franklin is at Silver Lake. Arapahoe is at Axtell. Red Cloud, they are at Giltner, so some good matchups there. In wrestling, no major changes in the A or D rankings. Millard South remains number one. Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island round out the top four. It's a chuckle that comes out of me because I think it's just so awesome. There's only three Class A schools we cover, and they're all in the top four in the state. Amherst remains number one in Class D. And Aurora is looking for a new football coach after Randy Hubert, former Husker, accepted the head coaching position at Papillion La Vista of a Gene Sewer fame. Of course, he's been retired from there for quite a while, but Randy Hubert will take over. They had to go with an interim coach. Their coach got promoted, and they were interim last year, 3-6 behind Sean McLaughlin. Coach Hubert led Aurora for 17 seasons, including the 2008 and 2009 titles, but his youngest son graduates this year, so a key opportunity there for Coach Hubert to move on. And the Nebraska baseball team ranked 23rd in the preseason. The UNK baseball team receiving votes in some of the D2 polls. What do you say about that, sir?
I'm very proud of the guys for being recognized for their run last season. I don't make much to do about it, but I can say that, yeah, I smiled. I thought that was cool. I mean, you know, you don't want to make a big to-do about it or hang your hat on it because it's the preseason poll. Let's make sure we're doing that at the end of the season poll. But I think it shows a lot about where our program's going and where we've kind of gotten it to from the standpoint of getting some recognition, knowing that everybody knows our entire lineup is back this year from that standpoint. So, yeah, I actually smiled a little bit and really enjoyed it. I'm not going to give you any coach speak that says, oh, we don't look. No, I actually looked at it and smiled.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped about it.
We went through state baseball sites yesterday. We'll be gearing up for Hastings and Cozad to be hosting the A and B seniors coming up this summer. So, and again, as we reported before the last break there, we have confirmation from a couple of places. Michael Brunt's Hail Varsity. You'll hear more about that with Chris Schmidt and Gus today on Hail Varsity at 4. Nate Klaus and the gang at Husker Online have also confirmed that Keith Williams, previously the receivers coach at Tulane, is the last piece of the coaching carousel at Nebraska. He was a wide receiver at San Diego State in the early 90s. Also on the track team, was an undrafted free agent with Washington and then played a little in the CFL, 42 years old, coached the receivers at Fresno State from 09 to 2011, and Tulane the last 3 years. He was also their out-of-state recruiting coordinator. Tulane's receivers had 156 catches, 18 touchdowns, some of the stats that we have come across here today. And finally, our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday, who you got in the Super Bowl? Pretty much like I figured, right down the middle almost, 53% Seattle, 47% New England. Did you make your selection, Damon Day?
New England.
New England. Is that who you're rooting for, or that's who you think's going to win?
I think New England's going to win.
Today we ask you, will Mike Krzyzewski get career college basketball coaching victory number 1,000 when they play St. John's on Sunday? Odds say he does. And the problem is, I think it's three straight on the road here. So after their last win, it's going to be hard for him to, after last night, be back home and get career 1,000. So I'm sure he's going to want to get it out of the way. But to go in that Madison Square Garden area, that New York area, and get win number 1,000, I think he's going to get it. I think it's going to be a little work, though. I don't think St. John's wants to be number 1,000. I think there'll be a little work out there, so I'll say yes.
No one wants to be a footnote to history. They're going to get everybody's best effort until it happens. But I think Duke's used to getting everybody's best effort. Everybody wants to beat Duke.
Vote on our poll question now at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've covered it all. Damon, any parting thoughts today?
No, again, just thank you so much to the entire Kearney community for all your support of Loper Baseball, and just know from the bottom of my heart and my players' hearts and everybody associated with it is we're truly blessed and truly amazed by what everybody in this town and in this community does for us.
Well, that'll be the wrap for the banquet, which is the start of the season,
yes,
which is awesome. And, of course, for the Lopers, gets underway on January 30th, and you solemnly promise you'll be here next Tuesday.
Yes.
After that, a little sketchy.
Yes.
After that, a little sketchy. But we want to thank John Bisbee, Gibbon wrestling coach, for joining us on the show today. Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, and Jared Shaffron, voice of the Storm, starting a four-game homestand Friday. And, of course, Saturday, Jack Hoffman night, Star Wars night. Should be outstanding hockey this weekend. They're winning. I'm jacked up. I'm like the normal fan. They're winning. I want to pay more attention. I want to go watch them, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do that amongst all the things that are going on this weekend. And Storm Hockey always on the breeze, 94.5. Tomorrow, Loper women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney among our guests. Damon Day, have a good week, man.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.